The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You want the good news first or the bad news?
I say we do the good.
Okay.
Give us some footing.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Now, friends, we have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. If you'd like to check us out online, please do, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or check us out on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or you can be my friend, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, or follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1. Now, I got a text just a couple minutes ago, at least I just checked my text a couple minutes ago, and one of my friends from Freedom Post actually updated me on some news that took place in Dearborn. So I got Tim Brown with me from Freedom Outpost. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're doing great. Now, Tim, I just called you and relayed to you that, listen, if you got some good news, go ahead and throw it out there for the people, because I love it when we get victories in the name of Christ. And, Jake, by the way, you have a brand-new victory over from DMAC, Iowa, right after Tim gets done sharing his information on Dearborn. So go for it, brother.
Well, we have been in touch with another brother by the name of David Wood. He's with AnsweringMuslims.com, and he came on our radio show last week and shared some things. But 2 years ago, or actually 3 years ago now, he was in Dearborn at the Arab International Festival there, and he and his crew were going around answering questions about Christ, about the gospel, and things with Muslims there. And what happens is we've seen in the past another group. This is not the same group that came out last year. You know, had cylinder blocks and things thrown at them.
Sure.
You could see how many of the Muslims would go around and they would act like, oh yeah, you can talk, but then they would send somebody else out to say these guys are stirring up trouble. Well, they have the full footage of what they did, and these guys were arrested by the police department there. Now, the police know exactly what they're doing. They know there's nothing going on, but they won't back them up because they're in the minority. So what happened was, eventually, the American Freedom Law Center took up their cause before Dearborn. They went to court. It was David Wood. I believe the guy's name is Paul Rizkala, and Dr. Nabil Qureshi, I believe is how you pronounce his name.
Mm-hmm.
They went on behalf of those guys. And had a jury of their peers. They brought the case before them. They showed the video, which you can see on the site, and acquitted them of any wrongdoing. The best part is that the city of Dearborn had to apologize for that to them. I mean, do you know how difficult that is for the city of Dearborn to do that? Not only that, they had to make their apology public on their website for 3 years, and they had to remove the derogatory comments that they had about Christians and about these guys up on their website. They had like a three-paragraph public apology that they have to leave on their website for some time, and then there was a unsubstantiated amount of money that was also given to them as restitution. So
interesting. So we wanted to make this public. Tim, what's interesting is I'm trying to figure out, are we dealing with radical Islam here, or are we just dealing with the modern,
peaceful.
Yeah, the peaceful version of, you know, the moderate Muslim? You know, like there's radical Christians that really believe in their God and really act out their Christianity. Are these moderate Muslims that we're dealing with, or radical Muslims that we're dealing with?
Yeah, here's the thing. If you call yourself a Muslim and you adhere to the Quran, to the teachings of the Hadith and things of this nature, and you are not engaged in jihad in one way or the other, whether it is politically or whether, in which basically all Muslims are engaged at least politically, or through bombs or whatever, some type of terrorist activity, then you cannot rightly call yourself an a Muslim. Just right. Like I don't think a person who puts the name Christian on, I think you're the same way, who doesn't engage in obedience to Christ, but continues to walk in the flesh, well, then you have no right to call yourself a Christian.
That's right. Jesus.
So, yeah, you... Islam at its core is radical.
So I guess what I'm trying to get to, first of all, Jesus said either you're hot or you're cold. If you're lukewarm,
yep,
I'll spew you out of my mouth. Amen. But so what we're doing is we're dealing with Muslims that come to America and begin to attempt to bully Christians? Is that what's going on?
Well, that's happening. I mean, Dearborn has been taken over by Muslims the same way that Tampa is, the same way, and people will often jump on me as being racist for that, and I'm like, wait a minute. Yeah. Islam doesn't know race. This is an ideology.
As they're attacking you, Tim.
That's right.
As they're attacking you, you're the racist, right?
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, I think there are a myriad of those. David, also, we carried his video following the Boston bombing, which you can also see there. It's brilliant. It's 10 minutes in which he takes clips from Representative Keith Ellison as well as Barack Obama, and then he does the surah that they quote in context and demonstrates why Islam does what it does as far as any kind of terrorist activity, any of these things of which the jihad, or jihad, however you want to pronounce it, the tribute that they require from non-Muslim countries and things of this nature. Same thing we got into with Thomas Jefferson and the Barbary Pirates.
Right.
But he does a brilliant job of that. Totally exposes Islam for what it is, and he's one of the guys who was arrested here, and just a great guy.
Amen. Well,
so,
thank you for the good news.
I was just going to ask in closing. Okay, was this a long? Somebody just brought him up to me yesterday, Mr. Wood. Is this a long, grueling process, or did he merely assert his rights, go before a jury, and win?
They were actually arrested and put in jail.
Yep. I'm saying that's the beginning.
And you can watch
the
videos. They are not. All they're doing is asking questions of the young Muslims who are gathered around them, and then trying to respond. You'll see the one guy come up and he tries to make light of them and uses some language with them.
Sure, and
ask them a question.
That's what happens.
So they're using totalitarian methods here.
Absolutely.
Is what they're doing.
Well,
they're
of
accusing
course,
them. Yeah, okay, again.
But then once.
Man, I've seen that with the homosexual radicals,
all the time.
Spirit.
Yeah, and I want to bring this point across is that, okay, so now once they stand up and assert their rights and they assert the truth, Mr. Wood, sure, he's persecuted and it is no fun. But once he asserts it, he wins. It's not like this long, grueling struggle. We're at that point, America. If we stand, we take the victory. If we continue to allow this to continue to go on, then you're in the struggles that Canada's in if you're a Christian. It continues to get worse the less you stand.
I got a serious problem with a bunch of radical anybodies coming into this country
and
harassing the American people.
Yes,
maybe we need to do a tea party in Dearborn.
I think so.
I'm not kidding.
I'm ready.
All right.
I'll set it
anybody
up.
Out in Dearborn, Michigan, give us a call. Done a lot of tea parties in Michigan as well.
Yep.
You'd like to come out there?
We're coming to the east side, folks.
We're there.
Yep.
We're there. And we'll bring the cameras as well.
Yep.
But we'll preach what we have to preach because this belongs to American people, this country does.
That's right.
This land is your land. This land is mine. Island
from California to the New York Island.
Yes.
From the
that's great.
This land is made for you and me.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Your land, and this land is my land, from the California to the New York Island.
You mocked me?
Forest,
no, you guys are laughing about this. You guys are mocking me.
This land was made for you and me.
I really,
you and me.
Hey, listen, the heart of this song is great, right? Wow. And that used, this used to be prevalent on the airwaves back in the 50s, I understand.
I understand why.
Did you also know Christian radio was prevalent?
Oh, yeah. You didn't sing gospel. You weren't going mainstream.
That's pretty much the deal. Up until the pivot of that guy named Elvis Presley, he brought it in, man.
Yep.
He really did. Okay, so we were just called and told that we can't say anything about the good news that we wanted to share with you next.
Ooh, but it's coming.
But it happened, friends. We just want to let you know it was a really cool thing, and it's another victory on top of a victory.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd like to bring up, too, all of you listeners. We're serious about this. If you're in Michigan, you're tuned in right now. We have a couple stations out there.
And yeah, we're not trying to play hard, guy.
You're on the east side of Michigan. Invite us to your group. We want to get in there and assist you. Folks, we understand. We all got different gifts and talents, and we want to bring ours to the
And we want to bring understanding that you don't ask for permission.
That's right.
When you have rights given to you by your God.
Yeah.
And we'll bring some cameras, and we'll bring some friends, and we'll shake, rattle, and roll in the center of what you're afraid to go into. Mm-hmm. Because that's what the Sons of Liberty do. And why in the heck am I talking like this?
A song, a poem.
I wonder if this singer talks like that. I'm not kidding, man. I start tracking with people. It's like, okay, what am I doing? Getting a little weird here.
That was the first time I heard the lyrics, so I appreciate
Hey, real quick, if you'd like to call in too, friends, the phone lines are accessible, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Real quick, we got our friend from Ramon from Florida giving us a call. Thank you for calling in, my friend. What's going on with you?
You know, taking it easy, man. Out here fighting for truth and liberty. I wanted to ask you guys something. Can I be an official adopted son of liberty?
Yes, you can. Of course you can. As a matter of fact, anybody listening can. You go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's a little button there. Click on it. Become a son or daughter of liberty.
Did you have Ramon call in, Jake?
No, I didn't.
Ramon,
you're
doing this on your own free will?
No, I mean, I just got off of work, and the first thing I did was cut you guys on, man. I don't do anything because somebody tells me or pays me to do it. I do it because it's the right thing to do. I do it because, you know, God is watching and he wants us all us liberty lovers to join forces against this evil, man.
Amen.
But the reason why I called today is I'm pretty sure you guys don't agree with everything Adam Kokesh does. He's a libertarian, but he's pretty radical in some of the things he does. But I wanted to know if you guys were familiar with the open carry march he's doing.
I just heard about it. I just heard about it. Yeah, I didn't know the details, though, Ramon.
Yeah, it's on the 4th of July. It's starting in the National Cemetery, and hopefully if all goes well, they're trying to take it all the way to the White House. You know, it's a peaceful rally. It's everyone who loves freedom and liberty is just going to show their support for the Second Amendment and the Constitution, because as you can see, Obama is down in Mexico trying to blame us for their violence.
That's
when we all know it's Project Gunrunner and Fast and Furious. We're not fools. We see what's going on. So you guys being the liberty lovers that you are, I wanted to see if you guys were in support of his initiative.
Let me do a little homework and we'll talk about it.
Yeah, definitely.
That's awesome, man. I'll call you guys probably tomorrow and see what you guys figured out and how you feel about it.
Okay, thank you, man.
Thanks, Ramon.
Thanks for the call.
No problem, man.
No, you know, that's the kind of stuff, that kind of information right there, that puts a chill up the backbone of tyranny.
Yep.
I just wonder how far that's going to go.
I gotta get
a little more background as to what's going on with them, but I wonder how that's going to go over in D.C.
It didn't stop at the fact
that
we won.
People have to ask anything. Again, we're talking about the Bill of Rights here. Whoever this Adam guy is, and you know the information that Ramon just gave us. Mm-hmm. Hey, he's got the right to do whatever he wants to do. And you know, isn't it interesting? Remember when the governor said that you basically forfeit your rights when you come to the airport? Talking about Article 4 of the Bill of Rights.
Yep.
Well, apparently Adam is saying, I don't take off the rights that God gave me, Article 2 of the Bill of Rights, because it's Washington, D.C. I don't know. Again, I want to do some homework, but you know what? Kudos to everybody that's out there fighting for liberty.
Well, this is where you win. You don't win just because, well, they lost the vote. Woohoo, we had the victory.
That's right.
That wasn't a victory.
No, see, what's happening is this is completely backfiring because this administration is pushing for a response, and they're getting a response.
That's
and the other day we were talking about how riot is the voice of the unheard. We don't want to get to the point where it's riot in the street, friends. We want people to demonstrate. We want people to exhibit and to walk out and to emulate the freedoms that our forefather gave us. And when they can do that, there is true liberty. And as long as they can do that, there's going to be no issues. But if you try to restrain them unlawfully, that's where you're going to have some serious issues. And hopefully it doesn't come to that.
That's right. Because sometimes you got to throw off the shackles of tyranny in order to stay liberated. That's a common theme and a common cause and effect that has happened through our country all the days that we've been established as a country. I appreciate the fact that they're not just sitting down on the fact that we had a victory in the legislature. Again, that was not a victory. You held back tyranny. That's like a wall. It's what it's supposed to do. Hold back a dam. It's supposed to hold back the water. The next step is to go and say, how in the world did the water fill in the dam in the first place? And that's when you do marches like this.
Huh. Interesting.
That's what I believe.
So, you know, what I have to say is, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy?
Because it's a terrible place to be when you're
what are you smirking about? Is that funny?
I'm just going back to this right now.
Hey, folks, isn't it interesting? And if you ever want to know why we stay the course on topics and you say, oh, that's a dead issue. No, it's not a dead issue, especially when you're praying about it and you're seeing it through. Let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. Headlines, Fox News, the dam's about ready to break on Benghazi.
Ooh.
Why do you keep talking about Fast and Furious in Benghazi? Because this criminal and his administration need to be brought to justice. And what's happening right now is Hillebeans and Obama are trying to hide behind their minions that they pushed out there in the front. And guess what, you minions, and we've told you this 50,000 times over, round after round after round, you are expendable. They don't care about you. Guess what? They just may try to put you up as the fall guys, right?
Right.
But we tried to tell you that just so they can protect themselves, because it's all about themselves, and it's about nothing more. It's not about America. It's not about
you.
It's about Hillebin, and it is about Barack Hussein Obama.
You know, and for all of you Republican senator butt kissers that were kissing
butt
Hillary's
kissers.
Butt,
yes.
Because they were. It was so pathetic, I cannot even believe it.
Oh, don't even
but she's
want
up
the,
there on the stand.
Don't want the visual, Jake.
Yeah.
Don't want the visual.
Ooh, yeah, that's a bad visual.
That's a bad
Forgive
visual.
Forgive me. Let me scrub that from your memories
Please.
Right now. brown nosing a tyrant, brown nosing, who's the real terrorist? I mean, isn't this always
the
Well,
we've just
use?
Seen the DHS. We've seen this lady come out in the DHS when she came out and told the authorities at the DHS what was going on. They actually raided her house, dropped the black helicopter in the front of her yard. She was charged with 54 crimes, friends, for coming forth to let them know that the southern borders are wide open. And this administration was telling them, listen, you guys can take the day off for a vacation. And guess what they were encouraging the tyrants to do? I'm sorry, the terrorists to do was to go ahead and go through on the day that the DHS stands down. So, friends, it's not about, by the way, quote unquote, I didn't say it, she said it. She said, terrorism is a charade. Of course it is. We've been trying to tell you that since day one. It's a political tool. That's it. End of story. She said, they are targeting American patriots. We know this. We know that Janet Napolitano, that dude, we already know that she's not qualified. Shim's not qualified for that job. We already know this. See what's happening, friends, this swell that we've been talking about? You're beginning to see the backlash of it. You're just seeing the tip of the iceberg. Now, I'm not going to pump you up in the arm of the flesh because cursed is that man. But I'm telling you what, if you right the wrongs, you will see God move. And by the way, that is a move of God when you right the wrongs.
That is the move. And that's exactly what we're seeing right now. I mean, as we cover this stuff, I got an email yesterday. He said, your show is right on the money. Benghazi was treason. This is from a veteran. Those who put that abomination in our White House have committed treason. He talked about the Navy SEALs. They were murdered. 3 days before the third presidential debate. Listen to this, folks. Romney was handed, delivered, the SATCOM links from Benghazi to Washington proving treason. People were hysterical because he didn't bring that forth. And when I went back to those that were brown nosing to Hillary Clinton, it's because it was on both sides.
Romney,
this requires your
exactly
action,
right.
Folks.
Romney was a plant. Romney was a player. The American people wouldn't listen.
With evidence.
They were trying to figure out why he wouldn't go after Obama for Fast and Furious, why he stood down on it. Because when you look at Romney's record, friends, he's already done what Obama's trying to do on a nationwide level. Romney did it on a statewide level in Massachusetts.
Don't expose me. I won't expose you. That's
exactly
the game
what
going
was going on.
Right there.
That's exactly right. And you lose, America, as you tolerate their little charades that they play on a daily basis.
And you were talking about God's mercy. God's mercy is whenever light is brought. And when we have light, then we have a duty and we have a responsibility. We don't have, yes,
justice,
it is a responsibility and a duty.
Judgment is a mercy of God.
That's right.
Chastisement and scourging is the mercy of God. If it's actually received by God, there's the mercy of it. And if you reject it, then, well, you should have listened to what he was trying to tell you because he was loving on you in truth.
You're forsaking your own mercy. At this particular time, and we talked about it a couple weeks ago with Trey Gowdy. We're going to talk about it a little bit more next segment. But when people say their word and they stick to it, that's what we want to stand behind. Yeah. There's some people right now doing that.
I wonder what's going on with him now because I don't think he's going to stand down. And the witnesses are coming forward saying, oh, no, that's not what happened. They lied. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Information on
Mr. Kokesh. I believe that's how you pronounce his name. Adam Kokesh.
Ramon, you listening up? Go ahead.
We just got an email from our friends at Freedom Outpost. So you can probably find some of this information there. But really quickly, Adam is tied with people like Code Pink, socialists and communists. He's already backed off of going armed to Washington, so it sounds like whatever he was going to do on July 4th...
Got to be careful of that.
...he may no longer be doing at this point. So,
yeah.
We did some looking into it. That's a little
No, that's
have.
Important because we have to be careful. Everything that a patriot does, friends, is lawfully. It's always done lawfully. And I'm not saying this guy was breaking the law, but I'm saying when you begin to see the socialist ties... You got to be careful because socialists, which are communists behind it, the face of a socialist, are there to incur or incite uproars, tumults, domestic insurrections. I believe that's what's going on in a lot of ways. Divide and conquer. Going to Mexico and turning them people against the American people for crimes that they themselves committed.
A lot of this sounds familiar, what you're talking
I'm
about.
I'm not being funny, but it's... True.
That's what's happening.
That's
right
exactly right.
As a matter of fact, the White House was marched on with armed men before in the past in this country.
That's right. World War One.
World War One. People weren't getting their benefits, so
they
marched. And guess what happened? They got their benefits. So is it a useful means or tool? It has been used.
Yeah.
And when an administration gets so far out of the scope of their power, you got to think about George Washington. What did he do? He offered olive branches multiple times.
But yes,
folks,
he did.
You're going to see something with Benghazi that's going to happen. I believe it's tomorrow. Some things are going to be breaking. The thing's already breaking right now because you see when mainstreamers like Mike Huckabee and all the kind of the cream puffs out there start talking about it, you know that there is enough right now momentum that they're willing to put their necks out of the line on it too.
You're right, and he said that. I'm putting myself out there, and I think Mike Huckabee, for the most part, it's like anybody. I think he's a cool guy. Mm-hmm. We met him. We spent a couple minutes with him. I thought he was the real deal in the sense of sincerity. Cool guy. I get it. Bradley, but did you know about this? It doesn't matter. What I know, Mike Huckabee was awesome. And if he's standing up for righteousness again, that's where we can unite in righteousness. And that's exactly right. So patriotism, my friends, means to stand by the country. It does not mean to stand by the president or any other public official, except exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. It is a patriot and patriotic to support him in so far as he is efficiently serves the country, not himself, his administration, and radical Islam. It is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise he fails in his duty to stand by the country. In either event, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or anyone else. Now, who said that? Just to show you the absolute righteousness of that statement, President Theodore Roosevelt. Again, love him or hate him, he was right.
And he was also a veteran, for those of you that didn't know. He was actually fighting. He risked his life and his... I want to read something from the Declaration of Independence, too.
He looked like a robust brother, though, didn't he?
He knocked somebody's head off.
He would probably have to ride on like a burro or something.
A burro?
Yes.
I can't get up. Help me.
Yes.
It is their right. When it talks about when government becomes a plan of despotism, absolute despotism, it is the right of the people. It is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. So we can't keep our eyes closed in this. We have to stand up and we have to remove guards and we have to show the new guards that we bring in, hey, you're accountable to the same standard we just held the last guards to.
Well, I think if you had a veteran... let's say a whole plethora of veterans to choose from as a president and or a public servant. I think those guys are the ones that are going to talk a little of war because they already seen the price of liberty. And I see that I would also venture so far as to say that them people are going to be less to break the laws that they themselves just fought, bled, and died in some cases to give unto us.
But nowadays we've traded those veterans for attorneys.
Well,
I mean, how many people serving right now are not attorneys?
Israel went from Saul, who served himself, to David, who served the people.
That's right.
A first God and then his country. And that's exactly what a patriot is.
Yep.
Yeah.
You got to.
Yeah.
You're his,
and
you're
keep
his
in mind, Saul's heart was changed in an instant. David's heart took him. How long did it take him after he was anointed to get to the throne? A trial, tribulation, persecution by the guy that's heart by the man Saul, whose heart was changed in an instant.
Yep.
So I'll tell you what, when you see people that actually pay the price to give you what you've got, those are the kind of people you want to get behind, not those that are willing to go ahead and take your kids and throw them out there first.
That's right.
That's exactly what you see in America today. The forefather, President of the United States, President George Washington, you know, if there was a war, he was the first one in it.
Yep.
You know, and that's... And now you see they talk so lightly of war like it's no big deal. It's blood money.
Right.
And they send your kids to do it.
Who was it? Robert E. Lee's grandfather, I believe he said. He was first in war, first in peace, and first in the hearts of his countrymen. That's a leader right there.
Are you trying to start a civil war here? Yeah, because a lot of that stuff, that civil war stuff, it just doesn't settle with the North and the South, right?
That's true. There's some undertone.
I bet if you got back to the Word of God, though, you could smooth
all. Oh, you
could
find it out.
Yeah.
We actually talked about it in the Constitution.
Because someone was wrong, and probably both sides were wrong, and in case in point, they were.
In both camps.
Yes, there was.
Matter of fact, that gives me a perfect opportunity. We discussed it in the Constitution course, and I know we want to get to that. But I want to read this. I just got this email not too long ago because we're graduating another course of graduates through the Constitution course. I think there's around 30 or so folks from all over the country that are graduating. Went through the 12-week course. We talked about everything A to Z, all the articles, the Declaration of Independence, preceding the Revolution and then post-dating in this present day. I got this email the other day. I hope you guys, or excuse me, it was a very good class this evening. I have learned so much during this coursework. I wonder why we were never taught about the Constitution when I was in school. Now, this woman is over 50 years old. Her name is Phyllis, and she's taking the course right now. I encourage you. We're going to be announcing again when we do this next course. It's important to know your rights so you know what we're even talking about.
Absolutely.
It's not enough to just say, well, that's unconstitutional because I don't agree with it. No, show us how it's unconstitutional. And speaking of that...
Well, that's why you never make reference to the... Constitution.
That's a good way to do it.
And we've talked about that 50 times. But the way to get people interested about the Constitution is show them the price paid to ratify and magnify the laws of our republic.
What are men dying for?
That's exactly right.
Yep.
It's that simple. And I guarantee you there may be some in your family that did just that. They upheld their right hand swearing they'd uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic.
Yep.
So help me God.
Amen.
Amen. We got Bear calling in. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yep, you got it.
Hey, you know, I'm glad this guy's backing down because that's armed insurrection and rebellion. according to the Lieber Code, which is General Order 100 of 1863. And I'm doing an in-depth study of the Lieber Code. I think everybody should, because I think it opened their eyes to what's going on today. Are you guys familiar with the Lieber Code?
I am not. Entirely, no.
Yeah, the Lieber Code is actually the basis of the rules of war that were instituted under Lincoln during the Civil War and then afterward under the Reconstruction Act. And actually, as far as I can tell, and I've looked, it is still in force. It's also in the Hague Treaties of 1790 and in 1907. And it's also under the Trading with the Enemies Act and any other military organization.
Okay, well,
this is where it's going.
We do understand that there was a, well, I guess I would, some people would say it was a coup, but during Lincoln's administration, what happened to our government, at least the seeds that were planted. So give some specifics here as far as what you're referring to in the Lieber Code that would make this, it's not unconstitutional, but against the code.
Yeah, I'm checking out right now just Article 156.
Mm-hmm.
And under Article 156, the conquering nation here, the conquering nation can actually take anything, well, that's all throughout the Lieber Code, but the conquering nation can take all the property, all the real property, all the titles. It can basically punish anybody under military and under admiralty law, which is where our courts are now.
Mm-hmm.
It can make sure that it can pay or institute a war script, which is what the Federal Reserve notes are. It has the ability to deceive people to what's actually happened because they can use deception and surprise in wartime. That they can treat people as hostile or unloyal citizens. That if they don't take an oath or fealty to the new government, which is a conquering government, then they can be treated as belligerents and if they take up arms in an army or in a group like a militia, what mm-hmm. we call the people that come together in a group and have a uniform, then those can be enemy combatants.
Yeah, I want to bring up a point to what you're saying. You're exactly right. What Lincoln was doing was essentially, I mean, you can see it in the 14th Amendment as well, and how that was ratified, and people still believe that it wasn't ratified properly, I being one of them. If you look at what he said just in the end, but neither the United States nor any state shall assume any payment or debt or obligation incurred in aid of insurrection or rebellion against the United States. If anybody understands the war with the states, this will help you understand what we're moving forward into. Now, at the end of most of the amendments in the Bill of Rights after that, it always says, the Congress shall have the power to enforce by appropriate legislation the provisions of this article. In other words, if anybody wants to stand against us, we have the power now written into the Constitution to trump you or to overcome you. This is where it gets down to the fine line. Folks, if we forsake ourselves and we forsake our consciences to God, guess what? He forsakes his concurring aid to help us. It's our obligation to our Maker first. And that's why everything that we can line up, biblically speaking, we can call justifiable. Now, this situation that you're talking about, I agree. I think people need to turn to God in this instance, not just turn to their guns, because the guns aren't going to save them ultimately. Mm-hmm. And that could be a prime setup to get your heads taken off.
That's right.
If our rebellion isn't squelched before us and our God, we're not going to win against any tyrant.
That's
because
right.
Our tyranny has been appointed over us.
That's right.
And so right now, to what you're saying with the Lieber Code, it's just shackles that had already existed spiritually that the natural mind tries to put on your wrist. But I promise you, a liberated people by God will choose liberated people by God to be their leaders. When that happens, Lieber Code, you name it, you can list all of it, because all the codes have been around, there's nothing new under the sun. That won't apply to a people in America if we assert our rights. And because we walk in the light, we'll be strong.
Well, and just to sum up, you're either you're either a savage or barbarian or a belligerent or a enemy combatant, and just suppose that is a man at peace.
That's right.
And if you are a man at peace, then the Lieber Code actually protects you in your righteousness to have a peaceful intercourse, which is commerce on the land.
Awesome, Bear. We're going to put you on hold. Our producer's going to talk to you. We got a gift for you. Thank you for calling from Colorado.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We're going to take a quick break, friends. We'll be right back. Hang on to your seats. yeah.
Seats.
Did you like that? Hang on to your seats.
I said,
yeah.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by faithful supporters. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
We love Bradley Dean and his ministry, and what he preaches sets everybody on fire because he's on fire for the Lord, and it shows in his preachings. And his presentations, his DVDs are fantastic. I can't say enough about Bradley. We really appreciate what he's doing for the youth of this country, and we wish him the best, and we hope that his ministry continues to flourish.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all-natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Edmund Burke said, "The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing." I'm Dennis Barrett with AmericanDailyHerald.com. Bradley Dean is proving that just one good man can make a tremendous difference in the lives of others and the life of a nation. Through this work, he is reminding us that freedom is only possible when a moral people live under a constitution that restrains the government from interfering with their natural rights. At American Daily Herald, we're proud to support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty in this vital work.
That was cool. Thank you, my friend. Very cool. That's the first time I heard that one. Huh? I never heard that. It's like you guys, we were watching a video back there today because I'm documenting a new documentary, friends, a DVD, and I've only spent half my life on it, and I'm still working on it right now. But I looked at it, and it's like, I didn't see this before. It was brand new to me. It's like sometimes the lights go on, and sometimes it's just like, you can talk to me until I'm blue in the face because I'm just frustrated, but one day it'll just go on, and it's like, I got it. Oh. And then people come around me and say, "I tried to tell you that before," and I'll say, "No, you didn't." But anyways, in saying that, Jake, does that make you mad that people are always, like, complimenting me? Because I noticed that we have people that get on the radio, and they make referrals who compliment the radio show, which I think is really cool. And I noticed that you have to give yourself accolades.
It's like no other guy.
I got this constitutional course, and I got 30 people from across the country, man. They really liked it a lot,
Did everybody hear that?
Yeah, they really liked it a lot. They liked it a lot. I like it a lot.
They learned a lot.
That's right.
They weren't taught it in public school.
You know what I wish people in this country would do? Listen to me carefully, friends. I wish people in this country would quit talking to Saul Alinsky disciples, such as the Bloombergs and the Obamas and the Hillary Clintons and the such, as if they don't know what they're doing. Mm-hmm.
You don't propose a question to these people and say to them, well, if you really love freedom, then why don't you consider this? Friends, these people know exactly what they do.
Yeah, it's taking up a playbook.
They're appointed to destroy what you have. Quit playing the fool. Oh, I just thought I'd share that. My goodness.
Well, I think
I had to get that out. It's like sometimes, you know, you drink like a 7-Up or a Canadian dry and you're
bubbly stuff.
And you're all of a sudden you start walking down the stairs or up the stairs and it's like, oh my gosh, it's got to come out. Excuse me for being so rude. It was not me. It was my food. It got so lonely down below. It had to come up and say hello. And you didn't even mean for it to happen. Guys, there is more talent
on
this utility belt than most men know.
Okay,
you got to draw
that
on it. You got to pull on it, man. Friend Samuel Adams, Sons of Liberty, said, we shall never be abandoned by heaven while we act worthy of its aid and protection.
I love that. I think that tees up perfectly. A couple weeks ago, we had Mr. Trey Gowdy on the show. And I want to play a little clip of him because everything that we talked about, prophetically speaking, on the show.
Okay, now you're over on Benghazi.
Yep.
And he promised he would do this, and
that's
he
right.
did it.
And so let's listen to that really quick. I want to play it for your ears again. I think this was 2 weeks ago or so. But then also with Benghazi, two issues that you've been taking a forefront on. I know you've been taking some heat. And you know what? The Sons of Liberty love that because finally somebody is prodding enough to get real answers. But I do have a question, Trey. And my question is this. Benghazi, why does it come to a certain point and then there's a stalemate? Is there nothing the people's representatives can do?
Well, let's take them separately. Let's deal with Benghazi first. And I am thrilled to report to you that I share the same cynicism and skepticism that you and most of your listeners have. But I promised my district that Benghazi would not go away. I convinced enough of my like-minded friends like Jason Chaffetz and Jimmy Jordan and others to send a message to our House. And I had two conversations with members of leadership on the floor of the House within the past hour about Benghazi. There are going to be more hearings. It's not going away. And I'm not going to let it go away. If I have to wind up voting no on other bills that have nothing to do with Benghazi, just to make my point, I said it the first hearing we had. We have four murdered Americans. We have government representatives who lied to us. And if we can't get animated and exercised about that, we have no business being in Congress.
That's right. You know what? And I want to read this. The Benghazi scandal, this morning, Washington Times. The Benghazi scandal could be the final hinge point that brings down the Obama administration. This was said by former UN Ambassador John Bolton.
Amen.
And then you had Mike Huckabee step up to the plate. And we talked about this is mainstream now, folks. This isn't just shows like the Sons of Liberty that speak the truth all the time. Well, even when it's not popular, mainstream. I believe that before it's all over, this president will not fill out his full term. I know that puts me on a limb. I don't believe it does,
Huckabee.
But I understand what he's saying.
Yeah.
Said former Governor Mike Huckabee on the Mike Huckabee Show. But this is not minor.
Well, wait a second. Mike Huckabee was on the Mike Huckabee Show?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, really?
Yeah, he like got invited on there.
I missed that
crazy,
one.
I know.
Yes!
But this is not minor. It wasn't minor when Richard Nixon lied to the American people and worked with those in his administration to cover up what really happened in Watergate. But I remind you, as bad as Watergate was, because it broke the trust between the president and other people, no one died. This is more serious because four Americans did, in fact, die.
Can I tell you, I shared this with you guys the other day, and I think I said it on the radio. I'm pretty sure I did. But keep in mind, when Richard Nixon was under fire, he told his defense team to basically demonize and vilify prosecutions.
Right.
That's exactly what Hillary Clinton does. That's exactly what this criminal office does on a daily basis, friends. And start calling him for what he is and his administration, friends. And let me tell you this. Impeachment is not good enough for these people. It's taking their administration and civilly charging each and every single one of them. And I'll tell you this. The next administration that comes in, watch the changing of the guard.
That's right.
Because if the next administration comes in and lets him off, it shows you what he's willing to let himself off in his administration and in his rule as he serves we the people.
That's exactly right.
Got to be careful. One more point, Jake, and I'll give it back over to you. I'll give you about 10 seconds, all right? And
all right.
You can fill it with words.
Thank you.
Is it not a sad place to be that your government is busy committing the crimes that they themselves are entrusted to stop? Friends, the very purpose of government is the opposite of what they're doing right now and what he's been doing since day one. the American people, which is good, it awakes a nation. They have come to the terms within themselves, each and every one of us in this country, that we have to begin to police this government. That's exactly right. And this is how it stops. Let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream into the camps of all of our enemies, friends. And don't stop there. Go to the CIA, go to the FBI, the DHS. Go to all of these bureaucracies, friends, and they need to be dealt with, each and every one of them. And if a new administration, let's say these guys get impeached and civilly charged, okay?
Yep.
Just putting my hand out there by faith and saying, okay, let's see this happen.
Four people are dead.
That's exactly right, okay? The next administration, again, changing of the guard, we have to pay attention to how, if this actually takes place, how he deals with the crime in the administration. And if he just overlooks it, you can know for sure. You just got a different tyrant in hand, that's all. Different face, different color, that's all.
Same team.
Because we just seen Rubio just come forth and say, we have to deal with terrorism. I know. Well, let's start with the White House. How about that?
And how about
the one that's defending radical Islam? Mm-hmm. How about we start there, friends? How about we start in the White House, those that continuously, friends, defend Islam in the radical Islam of the world? Yep. Those that even entertain radical Islam in the White House. How about we start getting answers? How about we start dealing with crime? Then we can have our country back, and we're not going to get it back until we do the right thing before a just and a holy God.
That's right.
You're up.
How about our borders? I mean, I'm thinking with the Rubio. What about our borders?
6 seconds.
How about we stop that?
3 seconds.
Everybody who is engaged right now, Ramon, you brought up a great point. How do I become a son or daughter of liberty? Folks, we want everybody engaged in this. Just got off the phone today again with some high school age kids and say, how do we get active in our campus, in our community, in our area? This is happening on a daily basis because people are not tolerating entertainment anymore. They want to be active. And folks, I encourage you to be active. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com right now. Go to the icon that says become a son or daughter of liberty. It's one way that you can engage with us. Use the vessel, use the vehicle that the people of the United States of America have put together and God has ordained. We just happen to be part of it, and we'd love for you to join us. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, become a son or daughter of liberty. Also this week, Bradley's testimonial comic book is on sale. We've done it half price for everybody, so you can check it out. It's fantastic.
Everybody says it, friends. Don't ask me, ask them.
We've got countless referrals, and we put them on Facebook, too. You can find it at Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. There's a quick link there. Or else go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Actually, go to the Facebook. It's easier. It's just a direct link right there, or you can shop in the store. Also, too, check out the referral in the last college that we did. It was an aspiring law school student who her response to Bradley Dean's forum. We had a response on that from Gail Bedker, who said, go on the website and donate so Bradley and his group can continue to do this good work.
Amen. We really do need the support right now
for all you do.
Yes,
she identified it.
Yes.
So this is a doer, and she's a donor as well. Mary Jean also commented, good job, Jake Daigle. He was the student who stood up on his campus, and guess who he could find? Nobody around him, but the Sons of Liberty joined forces with him. He said, I'm so glad you listened and worked.
Your Sons of Liberty, friends. Nobody else's. We are exclusively yours.
We are yours.
Hey, if we do not maintain justice, injustice will not maintain. Oh, I'm sorry. If we do not maintain justice, justice will not maintain us. True that.
Well said.
I'm just getting killed with emails today and texting.
It's happening.
Thank you for calling in. What was it that I let down that people felt safe enough to call in?
Something got spurred on.
You think so?
People.
I wasn't growling.
No, that's true. No growling. You were singing. That's what it was.
It was. 1 John 3:18, we love you by what we do. Read what Jesus said. Follow him. He is the Christ. Let the law of God drive you to the cross where it can do no more. Put your faith in Jesus Christ, and we will talk to you in 23.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.